Really, we're holding Daf Chav Beis. Yeah. Really, just the last Gemara went over a little bit too fast. Just the last three lines of the Gemara, again from Daf Chav Aleph from the Beis. Again, Omer Abaye, Lo Shono Ela Somuch. That when does Rabbi Yehuda say the Sukkah is possible? If you're leaning the Schach on top of something that's on Kari Hamita, here the case was you have your bed, the frame of the bed, which is called the Kalidas Makabel Tumah, and you have the Schach leaning on top of it. So Rabbi Yehuda said it was possible. So in the Gemara before we had two reasons. One reason is since a bed you could move around, it's called like a Sukkah Arai, it's not called the Sukkah Skva. Since it's movable around, it's not called a good sukkah. And the other reason was the famous pshat is that maimid, it's being somach and dover makabel tumah. If you have what's holding up the schach is something that's posel schach, like here using the frame of the bed, which is called the kli, which you can't use it for schach itself. If the schach is lying on top of it, that's posel, because the schach can't be held up by a maimid hadover makabel tumah. That's why the maisa alacha machmat is that you shouldn't have a frame of the sukkah made out of a metal frame and just put the schach directly on top of the metal frame, because as metal is makabel tumah, you can't be mind, you can't let the schach hang on top of that. So what some eitzris people first do is they put beams going across and then they put the schach going the opposite way. So what's holding up the schach directly is the underneath beams, which are kosel schach. So now Abaye is saying, Lashona, when does the Yehuda say it's no good? El is somach. Only if the schach is mamash leaning on top of the bed itself. Let's say the schach is not leaning on top of the bed. In other words, where Rashi says now, it's not leaning, but rather you have its own frame. You have a frame that's holding up the schach. You have a wooden frame, a kosher frame. So the schach is good schach. The only question is, where are the walls to your sukkah? So you're going to use the frame of the bed to be your walls. Now the frame wasn't just like our small frame. It was four sides to the bed. It was like four walls. So you're using the four walls of the bed for the four walls of the sukkah, then it's kosher. But if you put the tzchach just on top of the bed, not leaning on top of the bed, in other words, leaning on some other frame, a wooden frame, just using the bed for the four sides to be the walls of the sukkah, then it's kosher. Kshayra. And the Gemara asks Pshita, the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason? Laman diyom lefi shein lo kfa. If you want to tell me if it's leaning on the bed itself, it's no good. Because whenever you move the bed, the sukkah gets moved around. Hariyesh lo kfa. Here we're talking about what's holding up the schach, a good frame. A permanent frame is there. So the schach here now is called the kfa. You're only using the bed for the walls, there's no problem. And laman diyom lefi shein amidah v'dover makabel tumah. That the other pshat in Reb Yehuda, that it's a concern that the schach is leaning on top of this kli, that's makabel tumah, so schach is posel. Here, haray ein mamida b'dover makabel tumah. Here, the schach is not leaning on top of the bed; it's leaning on top of a wooden frame, a good frame that's kosher schach. Even the frame, that's what's holding up the schach. You just have on the four sides, the four walls of the bed, that's kosher. There's no psul. Be'edachon, if you have your schach lying held up by a dover makabel tumah, by metal frames, the schach is posel. It's no good according to the shita in Reb Yehuda. Not the Mishnah. Sukkah hamudvlelis. If you have a sukkah hamudvlelis that's moved around, we'll see in the Gemara what it means. The Rashi says, the kam leforest of the Gemara. The Gemara explain what does the mudvlelis mean. Or else v'shetzilsa merubim echamosa. If you have a sukkah that the tzach, like the bamboo sticks on top, is a lot, and therefore there's more shade inside the sukkah than there is ham, there is sun. It's ksheira, the sukkah is kosher. We'll see in the Gemara also if this is one case in the Mishnah or two different cases. And Rashi speaks out, I really can ask a question. We already learned this halacha. That was the first Mishnah in the Masechta. That the first Mishnah in the Masechta said that when you have chamosim rubim itzilsa psula. The first Mishnah said if you have more sun coming into the sukkah than you have tzil shade, it's posel. So for that we should know that if you have more shade coming in, it's kosher. It's like, what do you need our Mishnah here for? So also, we'll have a teretz from this in the Gemara. We'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara learns, we'll have a teretz for this. But another Mishnah says, what about Tamu'uva Kimin Bayis? Let's say you have a good kosher sukkah, but you have a lot of schach on top, a lot of palm leaves, branches on top, that it's so thick, the schach on top, that Afalpi Sheina Kechavim Nira Mitoichoi, even though when you're standing in the sukkah, if you look up, you can't see the stars, even at nighttime, you can't see the stars, still ksheira. Still you should know the sukkah is kosher. Even though Lechatchila the Achronim say there's an Indian that you should be able to see the stars through your tzchach, like it shouldn't be that thick of tzchach, but if you b'dievid, you put so much tzchach on top of your sukkah, you should know it's a kosher sukkah. It is k'shera. So the Gemara, my meduvlelis. What does the Mishnah mean to say a chiddush that a sukkah hamaduvlelis is k'shera? What's the chiddush? What are they teaching us? My meduvlelis is Omar Rav. Rav says it means sukkah aniya, like a poor sukkah. Meduvlelis means a poor sukkah. What does it mean a poor sukkah? Like Rashi, sheyesh besichachor kanim mutmat. There are very few bamboo sticks for tzchach. Sheyesh pa'av harbe, and there's a lot of space there. Elishain boy shleisha biyachad. But there's no shear, there's no size of three tvachim of space together. Because if that's possible, the sukkah, no matter how big the sukkah is, if you have a pocket there of space going straight across those sukkah, that's three tvachim wide, the sukkah is possible. So here we're talking about, you have tzchach, and you also have enough tzchach to make more tzel, there's more shade coming through than there is sun, but not that much more, just a little bit more tzel than you have in cham. But it's not that much tzchach, like that's called a ni. It's very poor as far as the tzchach goes. Still it's kosher. Like the Mishnah says, v'shetziltzom ruba mechamos, as long as you have more shade, even though it's just a little bit more shade. In other words, there are a lot of empty holes there, and there's a lot of sun coming through, still it's k'shera. That's the Kiddush. According to Rav, you read it like one way. Like sukkah hamovdelis means, in a case that v'shetziltzom ruba mechamos, you know it's k'shera. That even though there are a lot of holes there, and a lot of sun is coming through, but as long as you have more shade than you have sun, the tzchach is kosher. Ushmul Lama Shmuel says no. Mudevlelis means another chiddush. He's masking to the halacha. He just says the Mishnah is saying another chiddush. Ushmul Lama Kona Oilev Kona Yerid. The Mishnah is talking about you have beams, let's say bamboo sticks, but they're not in a straight level. One's higher, one's lower. That's the way you have your tzchach. You have one bamboo stick elevated to a high, and then one bamboo stick lower down. One high, one lower down. It's a different levels. That's the chiddush that still is k'shera. That's the mean. That's what Shmuel says. Kona oyla v'kona yorid. So Rashi says, kona oyla v'kona yorid. Shalai hishvo ha-tzchach la-hashchiv ha-kanim zeh to zeh. He didn't make it a flat roof, the tzchach. Ele echod l'malo v'yechod l'mata. One bamboo stick is a little higher up, and one is a little bit lower. V'metech kach ha-mosem ruba mitzulsa. Really, right now, the way it is, more sun comes in, because since there's a lot of space, like one high, it's like this. You have one bamboo stick like this and one like this. So, if there would be a straight level, it would be more shade. But now the one's high, one's lower, there's a big space here for the sun to come straight through. So even though Lamaisa, there's more sun than there's tail, still Shmuel holds his kosher. V'yashmina masnisin, the Armina kol shilu hoya mesuchachim v'shoveh, hoisetzilsim uve mechamosek shere. That's the Kiddush of the Mishnah. But even though now one bamboo stick is higher, but since of the bamboo sticks would have been level, one next to another, then we would have more shade in the sukkah than sun, that's also called the good tzchach. In other words, we look as if the top bamboo sticks comes down and it's shove a shove one to the other. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. The sukkah medelis means it's not level. One's higher, one's lower. We look as if it's a flat level roof, and therefore it's kosher. Shmuel says now, Shmuel Tony Tarti. Shmuel learns like two chiddushim in the Mishnah. Rav learns one chiddush in the Mishnah. Shmuel Tony Tarti. Shmuel learns two chiddushim in the Mishnah. Rav Tony Choda. Rav learns one chiddush in the Mishnah. That means sukkah mudavlelis. If you have a sukkah mudavlelis. Now, my mudavlelis, what does the sukkah mudavlelis mean according to Rav? Medudelis, that means it's a poor sukkah. It doesn't have that much tzchach. But a koponim, it's shetzil samuvi mechamosai. You do have more shade there than you have sun, k'shera. So the Mishnah is saying like one thing. If you have your tzchach, you have your bamboo sticks, but not too much of them, but just enough to make more shade than sun, you should know it's kosher. Even though there's a lot of space there, there's a lot of sun coming in, still it's kosher. So the Mishnah says one chiddush according to Rav. Shmuel Tony Tarti. According to Shmuel, we learn two. Tarti, two chiddushim we learn. My mudavlelis, what does the Mishnah mean that a sukkah mudavlelis is k'shera? That's one chiddush. That means mububelis. As if to say it's not equal, it's not level. It's one's higher, one's lower. It means one bamboo stick is higher, one lower, still is kosher. For Tarti Katonim, the Mishnah is saying two different halachas. Sukkah mubavlelis is k'shera. If you have a sukkah that the tzchach is made in different levels, some are higher, some are lower, you should know it's k'shera. That's one chiddush. On the other thing, the Mishnah is saying, v'shetzil samu v'mecha masik sheirim, that if you have more shade coming through regular tchach, then you have sun also with sheirim. Aye, what's the chiddush? We'll soon see what's the chiddush of this part of the Mishnah. Like Rashi asked in the Mishnah, l'chura, this chiddush we know from the first Mishnah of the Masechta, that the first Mishnah said, if you have more sun, it's no good. So from that we know, if you have more shade, it is good. So we'll soon see why you need the second part of the Mishnah. So the Maromer Abaye, Abaye said like this, Loishonu, it was only said, Elishain bein ze lezesh loishetvachim. When did Shmuel Taka say a sukkah of delis is kosher, that you can have the schach one up and one down, the schach could be like this, not level, that's only if they're less than three tvachim away. The top end boost stick is less than three tvachim away from the bottom one. So then we say love, it's called attached. Then we can look as if it's a level roof, that if it would be level, you would have more shade than sun. Even though now that the tzchach is made, one is higher, one is lower, there's a big space for the sun to come in, but as long as they're less than three tzvachim, I say like lovid, I look as if they're level. They're attached, but like close one to another. So Rabbayim, Loishonu ela shein bein zeh lezeh shloshe tzvachim. Avu yesh bein zeh lezeh gimu tzvachim. If between the two bamboo sticks, one is higher and one is lower, there's more than three tzvachim space, it's tzula. Then the schach is possible. Because Lamaisa was saying, the way the schach is right now, really there's more sun coming in than there is shade. Because the schach is not level. If you have schach like this, higher and lower beams, there's a big space for sun to come in. The only reason why Shmuel says it's kosher, because we look as if the top bamboo stick like comes down and is level with the other stick, and then you would have more shade. But that's only if the top one is less than three tefachim away from the bottom one. Then it's like lovid, we can look as if it's close together. Mashenka, if it's higher up than three tzvachim, then it's possible, even according to Shmuel. That's what Abaye says. Omar Rava, Rava says not like that. Omar Rava, afilu yesh bein zeh lezeh shloshe tzvachim. No, even if the higher bamboo stick is more than three tzvachim higher than the next bamboo stick that's lower than that, nami, still is kosher. Afilu yesh bein zeh lezeh shloshe tzvachim nami, lo yamorin ela shein begago tefach. When does Rava say like this? When are you right, Abaye, that if the top stick is more than three tefachim away, it's possible? That's only said if the gag, if the bamboo stick itself is not wide a tefach. Avu yesh begaga tefach. Let's say the bamboo stick or any stick, any wood that you're using for tzach. Let's say each piece by itself is wide a tefach. Then we say sheira, that even though one beam is way higher up and the next beam is way lower down, this is the way you're making your tzach. Straight across different levels, even though they're more than three tefachim away, still it would be kosher. As long as each beam is wide a tefach, we'll soon see we say a new svara of chavoit rami. We look as if this beam comes down, even though it's more than three tefachim away. There's a new halacha. Once it's wide a tefach, we say chavoit, you can come down and make it equal levels. So that's Rava's chiddush. And when do we say it's possible if it's higher three tefachim? Only if the beams or the bamboo sticks are less than a tefach wide. Avu yesh begaga tefach. Let's say each stick by itself is wide a tefach. It's like 4 inches wide. Then ksheira wide the amrina. We say nu alocha chavoit rami. Chavoit means like we throw it down. Chavoit rami. We throw down the higher beam to make it level with the bottom beam. Like Rashi said on Rashi in the middle. Amrina on chavoit rami. Rashi says kishe. Even for Rashi for that. Kishen gaga Rashi. Bekotza oila rochev tefach. The lav shem oila lei. Lachshuv lemeim vebei chavod rami. Yehish, what does that mean? Hishpil vehish lechoisei. To lower it, to throw it down. Allah avi shetachtov. Tainonami inyan gudachis. Rashi says this is a type, like a toldom of gudachis. El inyan mechitza. Tevichudish shel mechitza shach lemeim a gudachis. If you have a wall, that a wall's hanging, we say gudachis, it comes down. That's by a wall. Moshe chayseb horid. Let's say something is flat, then you can say good achis or bolista mavishtach lebein chavato. You can say throw it down. So the ma'aseh, if the wall would have been like this, then it's good achis. If you have a mechitza gevoy yutzvachim, you can say good achis. The mechitza goes extended down. Now that the mechitza like is rochiv is on its width, so we say if the piece of wood is wider than a tefach, we have this new lamdas of chavoit. We can automatically throw it down. So even though you have one piece of schach higher up and one piece of schach lower down, even though they're away more than even 10 tefachim away, if it's wider tefach, we say chavoit. we could throw it down like a din as if there are equal levels. And if there would be at equal levels, then you would have more shade in the sukkah than sun, therefore it's kosher. That's what Rav is saying. If the pieces of the wood are wider tefach, we have this new halacha of chavoit rami. Throw it down. Oh my Rav, Rav said like this, no, I mean, how do I know this yisoid? That what that the chiyisper tefach armina chavoit rami. If the stick, if the beam is wider tefach, then I could throw it down to make it level. V'chilesper loy armina chavoit. But if the beams of the bamboo sticks are not wide a tefach, each one by itself is less than a tefach wide, it's not 4 inches wide, then if it's higher up, then 3 tefachim it's psula. I don't throw it down. How do I know this, you say? So Rav said like this, the Tanan, I learned the Mishnah in Oilus. Oilus is always, the Mishnah is talking about a tumas mace. If you have a mace in the house, halacha is the tumah goes up to the roof, and it goes all around the roof, and then it comes down, any kli underneath the same roof becomes tummy. Now what about if you have a roof like this? That's none. Kairis habayis. You have the beams on top of your house. In other words, like let's say it's you first starting to make the roof. You just have the big beams going straight across. It's not plastered. You don't have plastered. You don't have a whole roof on top of you. You only have the beams going across. And this is the bottom story. And then you have a top story on top, a second floor. And the same thing with the second floor. The roof on top also, they just put beams across. They did not make the whole roof yet. So really, standing on the floor, you could see straight through to the Shemayim. Because all you have is like 2 layers of beams, one for the bottom floor and one for the top roof. So what's the halacha? That none, keres habayis. So we have the roof on the bottom story, the bottom floor. V'haliyah. And then you have the roof of the top story, the second floor. Shein aleihem maziva. There's no plaster. You don't have the complete roof or a complete floor. You only have the few beams that are going straight across. V'hein mechuvonis. If the top one is directly underneath the bottom one. Mechuvonis means like this. You have the bottom floor, there's beams going across, and then the top layer is directly above the bottom beam. You have the top beam just elevated. The locker is like this. Where is the mace now? Is tumah tachas achas mien. Anytime the mace is underneath one of these beams, we say tachtea tummy, then only underneath that beam is tummy. Let's say the mace is on the bottom floor, and it's right underneath the beam. Then we said the tumas of the mace goes up to the beam and comes down. It's called the mechitza, it doesn't let it go up. So anything above the floor is tor, because there's a mechitza between the mace on the floor and anything above this. So if the mace is underneath this beam, so what's underneath the beam is tummy. On top of the beam is tor. Yitachas achas miyem tachter tummy. Beina tachtoin lalia. Let's say the mace is on top of the first floor. In other words, here's the floor, here's the first floor, and then you have the top roof. So if the mace is on top of this board, and we say the top board is directly on top of it, so the tum is only in between here and there. Like only what's underneath this kli, this board, is tummy. Because the mace is here, so the tum goes up to the top roof, which is directly above this board, and comes down. So only between here and here is there tum. Yes. Bein ha-tachtein la-yayna. Is Beneim Tommy. What about the Agabi HaYoyna? Let's say the mace is on top of the top roof, on top of the top beam. Then we say, Keneg the Ad Rekia Tommy. There's no mechitz on top of the mace, so the tumah shoots straight up to the Rekia, to the Shemayim. This is the case where you have 2 stories, and you have beams, no, don't have real roofs. You just have the beams going across, that the top beams are directly above the bottom beams. What about if the beams are not directly on top of one another? HaYohel Yoynois Kebein HaTachtoynis. Like you had the bottom floor, the bottom story, the roofs were made like this. And the top one was just the opposite, was just in between the space. Like if you have it over here, the first, so the top story is amish in between, that's where the second beams are, the second floor. In other words, you have the bottom, the floor, or the roof of the bottom story, 2 beams, and then the roof of the top story is mamish in between where the 2 beams are. They're not mechubim one on top of another. The top beams from the top story is in between the bottom beams. Then we say, Tuma tachtem, if the tumor is underneath them, tachas kula tummy. You should know, underneath any one of these beams, you could be makabel tumor. This is the kasher why, we'll soon see. Al gabein, if the mace is on top of the beams, then we say, connect another rakia tummy. It goes straight up to the Shemayim. Now, so what are we saying in Chiddush here? Let's build a little bit here. We have here, this is the bottom story here. This is the bottom roof here. And now on top of this, you have the top roof like this. So it's saying now, no matter where the mace is, even if the mace is over here, It's tamei beyond everything. Now, this is also really elevated. Really, it's like this. So let's say the mace is underneath this beam. It's even tamei what's underneath this beam also. The question is why? If you have the top beam is all the way up here, and the first roof is over here, and the mace is underneath this board, so really the tumah should only be underneath this board. Why does the tumah go underneath this board also? Elamai was saying chavoit. We're taking this top story here, and we're going to bring it down as if it's level with the next beam, the bottom beam. So now it's like one roof. So the bottom floor, we look as if it's one straight roof. Therefore, the mace that's underneath there, the tumah goes straight along everything here. Even though really one beam is way higher up, and the next beam on the side lower. So the way it is right now, the tumah should only be under which beam the mace is. But we say, no, chavot rami. We take the top beam and bring it down to make it level, as if it's one complete roof. The bottom floor, the bottom roof is complete. So now if the mace is underneath here, the tumah goes all over, because it's like one roof on top of you. So that's the chiddush. If the top roofing was in between the bottom roofing, then the tumah is underneath any one of these beams. We make it look like one roof, and underneath it, underneath the whole roof, there's tumah. What about the tumahs on top of it? When do we say this chiddush? Only if the board itself is at least wide a tefach. And in between one beam and the next beam is also a tefach. Let's say in between one beam and the next beam, it's not wide a tefach. Then we say no. Then we don't say chavoit rami to look as if it comes down. Then we only say the tumah stays there and that's all. Then we only say the tumah is underneath one beam and that's all. It doesn't look as if it's one straight roof. Alma, what do we see? That tiyispe tefach, when each beam is wide a tefach, amrin and chavoit rami. We have a right to say that if the top beam comes down and becomes level with the bottom beam, and therefore looks like one straight roof. Vechilespe tefach, but when the beam itself is not wide a tefach, then lo yamrin and chavoit rami. Then we do not say the svar to look as if the top beam is coming down level with the bottom beam, but rather the top beam stays up. Like here, you have one beam up and one beam down. So if the beam itself is less than a tefach, so it stays that way. So which any one of these beams, if the mace is underneath it, under that beam it's tameh. But it doesn't go to the next beam, because their space is not called one roof. But if each beam is wider tefach, and even though one is higher, we look as if it comes down next to the next beam, and now it looks like you have one straight roof across. The halacha is, if a mace is underneath the roof, the tumah goes up to the roof, all around the roof, and comes down again. The koponim is a raya to rava. That when do we say this new halacha of chavoit rami, we could throw a board and look as if it's down. If it's wide a tefach, then we have a right to throw it down, let it meet the next board, to make a flat level. So same thing by our case of schach also. If you made your schach with bamboo sticks, and one stick was higher, one stick was lower, even though the way it is right now, there's more sun coming in, because the big diagonal, there's a big space there for the sun to come in. But we say if each beam is wide a tefach, we have a right to say chavoit, even though one beam is 10 tefachim high, higher than the next beam, and the way it is rather, there's a big space for the sun to come in. Rabbi says, no, we have this new halacha, l'mashim sinai, we say chavoit. We look as if the top beam comes down, straight down. So the way they are right now at equal levels, now you'll have more tzil, you'll have more shade, than you have sun coming in. Therefore, the schach is kosher. And that's the halacha right there. Masa shmamin, it's a good raya. Mor Yosef Rav Kana ukom lo shmaitam. Rav Kana was sitting and he said over this halacha. Omale Rav Ashi Rav Kana. So Rav Ashi said to Rav Kana, V'chol heicha de lespe tefach lo yamrina en chavoit rami. Is it true what you're saying? If the beam is not wide, the tefach is not 4 inches wide, you cannot say this new halacha of chavoit will look as if it came down level to the next beam. Is that true? For a time you would learn it like this. A Gemara in Ervin about a movi that has 3 walls usually, and the 4th wall, there's no wall. So Rabbanu will make you a lot of carry in a movi if you put a kaira. A kaira means you put a beam going straight across the entrance. From one side of the entrance to the other side of the entrance, you put a beam going straight across. Now the klocha of a kaira is, it has to be strong enough to hold up a brick. That a brick is usually wide, a tefach in here. So the kaira itself has to be at least a tefach wide. That's the locha.
If you have your mother is usually an alleyway, that there are three sides that's covered up by houses. Only there's one entrance to come into the alleyway. If you want to carry, so on top of the entrance, you have to have a stick going straight across, a kara. The kara has to be wide, a tefach, and it has to have some strength to be able to receive a beam. So what's the locha? A brick. So we learn like this. V'atanya. Kara ha-yotze mi-koytzel zeh, v'yena negas la-koytzel zeh. If you have a kara with a stick that's going out of one side of the gmovi, but doesn't reach the other side, doesn't go straight across. So far it's no good. It has to go straight across from one test, from one side, from one wall to the other wall. V'chein shtei kuris. If you have two kuris coming out on the opposite sides, coming out to meet in the middle, is achas yoytze mikoysel zeh, one goes out from the right wall, the achas yoytze mikoysel zeh, one goes out from the left wall. So mamash is the two, at the entrance, there's a kuris coming up on top, out sticking out of one wall, and a kuris sticking out of the other wall. So if they meet, it's very good. Now you have a beam going straight across on top of the movi. The question is, if they don't meet, what's the locha? The ain't no gaz zubazu, they don't meet. So there's space in between. So locha is like this. Pokus mishloi shah ain't a sorok lobby karacheris. If they meet, and there's only a space of less than three tvachim in between the two of them, then we say lovud, it's called detached. So we look as if you have the complete kara. It's mamish like this, and since it's less than three tvachim in between, that's a locha, lovud makes it attached. And now it's one kara, this is going at the entrance of the movi, it's kosher. Let's say it's wider, the hole is wider than three tvachim, then shloisha is sorok lavi kara cheris. Then you have to bring another kara. This kara is no good, this beam going straight across, because it doesn't reach from one side to the other side. And this is your mother, you have your three walls here, and this is the entrance here, so you have to have a beam going straight across the top of the mother. So if it just misses, and there's three tvachim in between, it's possible, it's not a good kara, you have to have another one. So far there's no raya. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Leimer, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Shitarit, we have an Ervin, that he held even say loved by four tvachim, up to four tvachim. She says like this, Pochus meyabo, if it's less than four tvachim, the space is ain't sark lovi karacheris. He holds less than four tvachim, you say loved. Not la loch, we hold three tvachim, his Shitarit is four tvachim. Even though it's 12, it's 16, less than 16 inches, still it's kosher. Arbo, let's say there's a space exactly of four tvachim and more, then it's possible. Tzorach lavi karacheris. Then you have to bring another beam there. This curve is possible. It doesn't go straight across from one side to the other side. It's possible, no good. This is one case. Now, our raya is for the next case. Vechein shtei curves. You have two beams going straight across on top. Hamas emos, like twins, one next to another. Now, loy bizu kadeh lakabal areyach, v'loy bizu kadeh lakabal areyach. Each one of them is not strong and wide enough to receive the brick. Like we said, the shear of the curve of this beam going across on top of the movi has to at least be wide a tefach to receive a brick on top of it. So now you have like two beams going across one next to another, and each one of them is way less than a tefach. Each one of them by itself can't receive the block, the brick. But together, if you put the brick on top of both of them, it would be good. So that's this case of you have two twins, two curves, two beams going straight across on top. Now, loy bezuk de la kabla reich. Not this one could hold the brick, but loy bezuk de la kabla reich. And not the second one by itself is also too small, too weak to receive the brick. In the kabolos, a reich lerochboy, tefach. But let's say now, if they would take this brick and they would put it like you have the two beams going like this, you put the brick on top like this, and leaning on both of them together would hold up a brick of a tefach, then it's kosher. Is ain't sark lavi kara cheres. You don't have to bring another kara. This is a good kara. The yimlav, let's say even when you have these two sticks, the two curves going across, they still cannot hold the brick, then sark lavi kara cheres. Then you have to bring another kara. This kara is no good. So Rashi says like this. Let's see Rashi. Shtei kara samasemes. Top Rashi. Tetnan v'yervin. Ha-kara sh'omru, the kara, that's matter of movi, that goes straight across on top of the entrance of the movi, rechavu k'dei l'kabel areich. It has to be wide enough in order to receive a brick. V'yareich chasi levein, that's a half of a brick. Shel shleisha tvachim, the size of three tvachim. Therefore, the brick has to be a tefach and half. So, daya l'kara sh'dei rechavu tefach. It's enough of the kara, this beam is wide a tefach. K'dei l'kabel areich. Like this, it could receive the beam.